unbearable sorrow to run where the brave dare not go, to right the unrightable wrong, to love pure and chaste from afar, to strive when your arms are too weary, to reach the unreachable star. This is my quest, to follow that star, no matter how hopeless, no matter how far, to fight for the right, without question of wrong, to be willing to lay down my life for a heavenly cause. And I know it might only be true to this glorious quest. That one man, scorned and covered with scars, still strove with his last ounce of courage to reach the unreachable star. This is my quest, to follow that star, no matter how hopeless, no matter how far, to fight for the right, without question of wrong, to be willing to lay down my life in a heavenly cause. And I know it might only be true to this glorious quest, that my heart will lie peaceful and calm when I'm laid to my rest. And the world will be better for this. That one man, scorned and covered with scars, still strove with his last ounce of courage to reach the unreachable star.
And by faith we shall see it afar, and the Father waits over the way to prepare us a dwelling place there. In the sweet precious gift of his love. And the blessings that hallow our day in the sweet, sweet by and by, we shall Christ, his only Son, a virgin birth. I believe his Holy Spirit, love divine, indwells and fills this heart of mine. I believe the Bible is God's holy word of truth aflame. He has blessed and magnified it even above his holy name. To redeem and save mankind, the Savior died on Calvary's cross. With you, where every mountain that's before you will seem so small to climb every time you meet with heartache. You won't seem to mind. Keep him beside you. He's your dearest friend. With him beside you, there is peace within. Oh, the things that will come your way if you take Jesus with you. There's one who cares. Christ knows your heartaches and the answer's prayer. Oh, the things that will come your way if you with you. Let him go with you. Take Jesus with you.
Mere mention of his name can calm the storm, heal the broken and raise the dead. At the name of Jesus, I've seen sin-hardened men melt, derelicts transformed, and the light of hope put back into the eyes of a hopeless child. At the name of Jesus, hatred and bitterness turn to love and forgiveness. Arguments cease. I've heard a mother softly breathe his name at the bedside of a child delirious from fever. And I've watched that little body grow quiet and the fevered brow cool. I've sat beside a dying saint, her body racked with pain, who in those final fleeting seconds summoned her last ounce of ebbing strength to which earth's sweetest name, Jesus. Emperors have tried to destroy it. Philosophies have tried to stamp it out. Tyrants have tried to wash it from the face of the earth. The very blood of those who claimed it. Yet still it stands. And there shall be that final day when every voice that has ever uttered a sound, every voice of Adam's race, shall raise in one great mighty chorus to proclaim the name of Jesus. For in that day every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. So you see, it was not by mere chance that caused the angel one night long ago to say to the Virgin Maiden, his name shall be called Jesus. Jesus. You know, there is something about that name. Jesus. Jesus.